particularly, you know, since the COVID time, a lot of coffee carts disappeared, and I suppose mainly in our scenic areas and areas like the Glengash there and the Wee Barra Bridge and these sort of places, like, and scenic areas, like, and these are very, very busy places, remember, and for small, very small businesses, like, for a few months, like, we don't have the amenities, like, for our tourists and indeed for our locals, like, to stop, have their coffee, and maybe have a toilet, or and we don't even have bins there, you know, for rubbish either, like. And I think that we are left behind in that sense there. And as times we did look at this, you know, to have port loos at least, like, and a few bins, like, in places like these. Also, like, I can talk about the waterfall in Mara, one of the most beautiful places, like, in the southwest. Doesn't have a bench, doesn't have a bin, doesn't have a port loo. And my God, how many people visit these sort of places.
And it enhances the area for locals, but as you mentioned, they're visitors, and it all feeds into the economic development of the county as well.
Yeah, well, that's why I took it up at our economic development today, like, and you know, and I'm talking about this now for a number of years, and it's fallen into deaf ears, and I think it's time, you know, that there was some action taken. And you know, to be fair to our small businesses as well, remember, if you take just one example and go back to where I come from myself, Glengash, there's two girls working in that coffee cart all day from what, from say 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, you know, and they don't have a toilet or a port loo to go to. So I guess that's not fair either.